isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned for Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program, showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but prefer my radio programs uncomplicated and possess a passion for the music popular back when a record was simply two sides and two songs. Life is full of difficulty, love being one. Buddy Holly noted how doggone simple it was to fall into, whilst 20 years later, Lionel Richie told us how to fall out of it, like a Sunday morning. Since life can prove so difficult, we strive hard as we grow older to simplify it and take life in stride. Although love typically tops the life's complications charts, many other aspects of life can prove difficult. Family, money, politics, religion, technology, and of course, music. But in rock and rhythm, artists didn't have to work for staples or fall off any logs to know how to keep it simple, stupid. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3 on this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review, so let's ladle some duck soup and take it easy with Bobby Charles, The Four Chimes, Anita Tucker, Little Walter and his Jukes, Adolph Jacobs, Rufus Thomas with his Bearcats, Magic Sam, Gil Bernal, and Roy Orbison. When Chess signed Robert Guidry, they thought they were getting an up-and-coming black R&B singer from the Big Easy. What they got was Bobby Charles, a white R&B singer from the Bayou, whom was likewise as good with a pen. Charles wrote and first recorded See You Later, Alligator, and later penned Walkin' to New Orleans for Fats, and But I Do for Clarence Frogman Henry. But back in 1956, while Alligator was chomping up the charts for Bill Haley, Charles cut another reduplicative tune for Chess, Take It Easy Greasy.
Well, I went to see my baby last night. She started kissing me and squeezing me and holding me tight. I said, take it easy, greasy. Take it easy, greasy. Take it easy, greasy, cause you got a long way to slide. Said, hold me, daddy, and don't let me go, because I want to rock and roll with you some more. I said, take it easy, greasy. Take it easy, greasy. Take it easy, greasy, cause you got a long way to slide. Well, she pulled the shades and turned the lights down low and said, come on, daddy, let's rock and roll some more. I said, take it easy, greasy. Take it easy, greasy. Take it easy, greasy, cause you got a long way to slide. Yeah, go, cat! Don't let me go, because I want to rock and roll with you some more. I said, take it easy, greasy. Take it easy, greasy. Take it easy, greasy, cause you got a long way to slide. Well, she pulled the shades and turned the lights down low and said, come on, daddy, let's rock and roll some more. I said, take it easy, greasy. Take it easy, greasy. Take it easy, greasy, cause you got a long way to slide. But when I tried to leave, she said, hold up, cat. I tried to run out the door, but she pulled me right back. I said, take it easy, greasy. Take it easy, greasy. Take it easy, greasy, cause you got a long way to slide. Yeah! Take it easy, greasy, cause you got a long way to slide.
Annie Bell, a.k.a. Anita Tucker, didn't make it easy to find much about her life. After recording briefly for Capitol Records and a few micro-labels in the 50s, of those few singles for Capitol, hardly a citadel for R&B, Anita cut this 1955 tune backed by the Five Keys. Slow, smooth, and easy.
Slow, smooth, and easy. Hold, hug, and squeeze it. Slow, smooth, and easy.
day.
Best known as the Moroccos, the Chicago-based Four Chimes signed with the United label in 1954 and promptly held their first session, which resulted in all of the tunes being shelved. The Four Chimes rebounded the next year with a fifth member and the aforesaid name change and scored a minor hit, but it's easy to believe those shelved tunes would have gotten some notice too. My Easy Baby. Although the Robins slash Coasters had an easygoing lineup, original members Bobby Nunn and Leon Hughes have a valid gripe about being overlooked for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame alongside other members, and so does guitarist Adolph, aka Al Jacobs, the guy holding a guitar in many pics of the group. But when Al's tenure with the Coasters was over in 1959, he cut this one-off single for Class, Move Around Easy.
Jump over here, jump, jump over there, jump, jump, jump. Everywhere, and you move around easy,
and you
move around easy, move around.
shake over there. Shake, shake, shake. Everywhere. Move around easy.
Then you move.
Move around easy. Move around easy, 'cause you're really gonna blow your top.
Just like Al Jacobs, another key contributor to the Robins' Coasters sound was session honker Gil Bernal. Although King Curtis is often remembered for his sax work with the Coasters, Gil was their honker prior to 1958, and for my ears, the better sax. As a solo artist, Gil didn't do much, but he was a favorite of Lieber and Stoller, for whom he cut his first single on their Spark label in 1954, Easyville. Thank you. entertainer than musician, Rufus Thomas is remembered for being the ambassador of Memphis music during his lifetime. Thomas got his recording start at Sun Studios, but when Phillips began to embrace rockabilly, Thomas found studio time easy to be hard. That was until Stax was born. But in between the rise of Sun and the start of Stax, Rufus cut this 1956 tune for another Memphis-based label, Meteor, the Easy Livin' Plan.
Standing in the back door crying. You left me drunk, standing in the back door crying. If you don't come back, I'm afraid I'd lose my mind. Everybody make mistakes, baby, and I paid for mine. Everybody make mistakes, baby, and I paid for mine. Please come back, baby, try me one more time. That teacher, that preacher, that gambling man, they're all trying to make it on easy plan. The lawyer, the doctor, even down the baker, they're all trying to keep up with the undertaker. Chauffeur running around with their stenographer girl. Drummer in the band beating his way through the world. The preachers in the pulpit jump straight up and down. Sisters in the corner crowd, I'm Alabama bound. Don't leave me, baby. Please don't go. Don't leave me, baby. Please don't go. I swear I love you, baby, more than I did before. Hey, 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 baby, now. Hey. Well, all right. Hey. That's the preacher, that's the gambling man. They're all trying to make it on the easy plan. The lawyer, doctor, even down the baker. They're all trying to keep up with the undertaker. Chauffeur running around with them stenographer girl. Drummer in the band beating their way through the world. The preachers in the pulpit jump straight up and down. Sisters in the corner crying, I'm Alabama bound. Don't leave me, baby. Please don't go. Don't leave me, baby. Please don't go. I swear I love you, baby, more than I did before.
Roy Orbison's tenure at Sun wasn't easy either. The promise of his first few singles was evident, but quickly faded, ending in the dissolve of his band, the Teen Kings, and turning over almost everything he wrote and recorded at Sun to Sam Phillips. Of the few Orbison singles Sun released, his penultimate single had this 1956 rockabilly gem, Sweet and Easy to Love.
I want you to say
By all accounts, the mercurial Little Walter wasn't easy to get along with. As Willie Dixon noted, he was always scrapping with somebody or other. Dixon and Walter collaborated on many veritable blues landmarks, typically matching Dixon's pen and bass with Walter's harp, such as this 1954 Dixon pen tune, which landed as a Checker B-side, Mellow Down Easy.
Jump here, you jump, jump there, you jump, jump, jump everywhere, then you mellow down easy, mellow down easy, you mellow down easy when you really want to blow your top, you shake, shake here, you shake, shake there, you shake, shake, shake everywhere, then you mellow down easy, mellow down easy, you mellow down easy when you really want to blow your top.
Matt Masters, thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Morgan Freeman. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to WMAT@mail.com and visit JetMasters, that's 2T'sandJet.com, to learn more about the review.
That was easy.
After Cobra Records folded in a disastrous stint with the Army, Sam Madgett, a.k.a. Magic Sam, spent the better part of the first half of the 60s recording little and touring lots. And the legend that seemed ready-made in the 50s finally became acknowledged. But let's head back to Cobra for this 1958 tune with pen and bass by the omnipresent Willie Dixon, Easy Baby.